Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. So I didn't plan on making any videos this week. I actually didn't know when I was going to return to making videos. And to be honest with you, I've been so focused on my new baby and, my wife and just this new phase of life and trying to enjoy every moment with my baby. I feel like the ministry was kind of like on the back burner and it was kind of secondary in my head. And even the time I've been spending with the Lord hasn't been like it was before, And I know that it's a season, it's a period of transition, and I know it's okay. I know God knows. God blessed me with this baby, and He knows that spending time with Him and spending time with my family and helping my family and taking care of them, they're my first ministry, so it's important. This was the last thing on my mind. But sometimes God puts something in my heart and things just naturally flow through His will. So the other night I was going to sleep and I prayed. I said, Lord, because I just felt this desire in my heart. And I said, Lord, is there anything you want to show me? Anything you want to tell me? I was like, I know I haven't been drawing close to you like I was before, but if there's anything you want to show me or tell me, and I was like, I'm listening. Please, please, please do. And so I had this dream. Now, first and foremost, I'm very aware that the Bible says that those who come with a message that is not from the Lord, let them be accursed. So I'm always very careful with anything that I share on this channel, anything I share with other people, anything I say that this is the Lord that told me this, or this is the Lord that gave me this dream. But He gave me four different confirmations to share this dream. And I'm gonna go over that with you guys too, but let's get into the dream first. So I fall asleep, right? And I'm in this big green field, like this big open wide green field. There's like nothing else around. And I'm with a Christian friend of mine, his name's Carson. And I'm with a bunch of other guys who aren't believers. And we were going to celebrate something, right? It was like somebody's bachelor party or something like that. But we were going to go celebrate something. And it was just like a normal day, right? The most average, normal, unexpected day that you could have. And I think that's what that signified in the dream, was that it was just a normal day, right? No one was going to expect what was going to happen next. And so we're walking, heading towards our destination, but we left all our belongings like back by like our cars, or like where we started our destination. So we're heading to this spot, and all of a sudden I hear this like sonic boom noise, this like it's like fast-paced sonic boom noise, and I'm like, what is that? And I look up in the sky, right? And the sky's just beautiful. Like, if you guys have ever been to Texas, the sky here is always beautiful. It is bright blue, and there's like tons of clouds, and that's what it looked like. It was bright blue, and there was just tons of clouds like blanketing the sky. But I'm looking straight above me, and as I'm looking straight above me, this missile, like this huge missile, faster than I've ever seen anything move before in my life, is just racing, right? Racing past me, and it's going down. Right? Like it's about to collide with something. And I looked up and I said, oh my gosh, we're under attack. Right? Like America's under attack. I said, oh my gosh, we're under attack. And when I tell you, like, this missile was like nothing I've ever seen before in my entire life. Like, I've never seen anything move so fast. And like, there was a little piece of me inside that was just like, man, what is that? Like, what is that? There's nothing. I remember thinking in my head, there's nothing that can stop that. Absolutely nothing that can stop that, right? And so this missile heading towards the ground, and I just said, oh my gosh, we're under attack. And as soon as I said that, I look back up again, and there's a fighter jet that goes, boom, and it goes racing after the missile. And I don't know why I said this, but I know the Lord was just revealing it to me. But I said, oh my gosh, America's at war. Like, I knew it was an American fighter jet, and I said, oh my gosh, America's at war. And so as soon as I said this, I was like, dude, I gotta get back to my family. Like, I get it back to my family. I was like, bro, we gotta go. So we turn around and we start heading back to where we left all our belongings. And as we're heading back, I was telling my buddy Carson, I said, bro, I told you. I said, I told you, man, people have been having rapture dreams. People have been having dreams of like war and like soldiers on US soil. I was like, people are having all sorts of crazy dreams. We're like, I told you. And so we get all our stuff and we start heading home. Now, when we're heading home, I turn back to head in the direction of home. And now I'm looking at this huge city. And this huge city like New York or LA or something like that, but it's just massive city and like skyscrapers everywhere. It was just huge, right? And then there's like a line of trees, like a ridge line of trees. And so as we're heading towards this city, I hear like another sonic boom noise, I heard like a weird noise. And so I grabbed my phone. I said, man, I got to record this because no one's going to believe that I was here, that I saw this. No one's going to believe this. So I grabbed my phone and I started recording. Right now, instead of a missile coming out of the tree line, I see this spaceship. Right now, I'm thinking, man, this is weird, right? But I see this spaceship, and this spaceship's coming over the tree line towards the city. And after I see the first spaceship come, I see like a fleet, like a whole army just covering the sky of these spaceships, and they come directly over the city. And I'm yelling at my friend Carson. I said, bro, I told you. I said, this is how they're gonna explain the rapture. I told you. And as they're coming, I'm just like freaking out. I'm not even scared because I know it's not real. Like, I know it's fake. I know it's not real. I'm like saying, bro, I told you. I know this is how they're gonna explain the rapture. And as soon as these like spaceships get over the city, there's like one big spaceship in the middle, like this mothership, right? Like you would see in a movie. And so as soon as it gets over the middle of the city, it's like the mothership and a bunch of other ships come together and they combine and they form this huge pillar, like right in the middle of the city. And it's like the biggest skyscraper I've ever seen, right? Now, man, I feel like the Lord just spoke this into my heart. And it's something he told me the other day, but he just reminded me again. It reminds me of like the Tower of Babel, right? Or Babel, however you pronounce that. But the Tower of Babel, where they were trying to build that tower up to the sky. And they were trying to like worship it and claim that they were God and stuff like this. But that's what it was like, right? It formed this huge tower, like bigger than anything I've ever seen in my entire life. And then the dream ended, right? So when the dream ended, I woke up and I was like, man, Lord, I was like, that was a crazy dream, right? I was like, I don't know if that was from you. Like, I don't know, you know, like it's got aliens in it and stuff like that. I was like, man, if I just jump on and like tell people about this, they might think I'm crazy. You know what? But at the end of the day, when God tells me to talk about something and he gives me confirmation, so I'm about to go over with you, I have to share it, right? God does not give me these dreams very often. And when he does give them to me, I know, because I don't ever remember my dreams. I don't remember every single detail of my dream from start to finish like that, unless it's something that the Lord gave me, like all the intricate details and everything. And it always has something to do with something spiritual, right, that relates to the Bible. I've been speculating for a long time now that that's how they're going to explain away the rapture, right, is a fake alien invasion. Right? It's not aliens. If you guys are watching this and it's past the rapture or something like that, let me tell you something. Aliens did not come and take us off this earth, right? Jesus took us off this earth, right? He took his body. He took his bride. He took the true body of Christ. He took them up to heaven to be with him. And now the 7-year tribulation is going to begin, right? But let me tell you something. It was not aliens, right? And why do you think the Pentagon's releasing all this information on UFOs and aliens and stuff like that? And we're seeing all sorts of documentaries and all this information being released, and people are admitting, yeah, aliens are real from the government. Man, I don't even think they're real, to be honest with you. I don't think there's any such thing as aliens. I think they're demons. I think aliens are really demons, and I think that's how they're going to explain with the rapture. But anyway, so I prayed after I woke up. I said, man, Lord, you know, that was a crazy dream. Like, if that was from you, I was like, Lord, I need to know, because that was a wild dream. I said, when I fall back asleep, I was like, please confirm it with more dreams, right? So I fall back asleep shortly afterwards, and I have three other dreams back to back. And in these three dreams, I'm telling people about the dream that I just had word for word. Now, the first one was I was telling my dad word for word the dream I just had. And I'll say, man, Dad, I had the craziest dream about how they're gonna fake the rapture, how they're gonna explain it away as aliens, and how America's gonna come under attack and all this sorts of stuff. And I was like, I gotta tell people. And then the next dream, I'm not running through the streets, right? I'm on like a bicycle or something, and I'm flying through these streets, and there's all sorts of unbelievers around, right? And I'm flying through these streets, and I'm telling them, like, Jesus is coming back soon. Repent, repent. Jesus is coming back soon. Like, he's coming back for his bride. Like, get right with God, get right with God. And nobody wants to hear it, right? Nobody wants to hear it. Now, in the first dream I had too, when I was telling my buddy Carson, like, hey, bro, I told you about the rapture. I told you people were having dreams. I told you this and that. The non-believers we were with were, like, confused. They're like, man, what are you talking about? Like, what's the rapture? What's this? What's that, right? So it just shows you that people are so unaware of what's going to happen, right? So many people are so unaware. They don't know what the rapture is. They don't know that Jesus is coming back soon. They don't know about the end times. They don't know about the times that we're in right now, currently, right? And people are blind to it, and people aren't going to listen, right? It says, in the end, the hearts of many will grow cold. And so people aren't going to listen, right? But our job is to warn them. It doesn't matter who pays you no mind, right? It doesn't matter who gives you a yes, who goes, oh, yeah, you know what? You might be right. Who really listens to you and takes care of what you're saying. Like, it doesn't matter, right? Your job is to just tell people what's going on. Your job is to tell people about Jesus. Your job is to tell them to repent and get right with God, right? That's your job. So the third dream I had was I was telling my friend Carson in a dream, right? I'm telling him in a dream. I was like, hey, bro, and I'm holding my son in this dream, and I'm telling him. I said, hey, bro, like, I knocked on his door. And I was like, hey, man, I just want to tell you, like I had this dream. I had this crazy dream that you were in. And I was telling him word for word the dream. I'm telling him word for word the dream. And I said, hey, bro, like, I don't know what your relationship right now is like with Jesus and everything. I was like, but I just have my son and I've been really distracted. And like, I haven't really been drawn close to the Lord. But, you know, I had this dream and God was just reminding me, like, take everything serious. Like, take everything serious. Like, full steam focus on me. You need to be telling people what's going on. Like, get back and get focused on me. Right? And he's kind of distracted too. And he's kind of like not really listening. He doesn't want to hear it. And so I think right now what we got going on is you got non-believers who don't really want to hear what's going on. You got non-believers who don't really want to pay attention to the times and the rapture. And they think it's all myth and legend and all this stuff, right? And then you got Christians who also don't think that we're in those times, right? Or maybe got excited about the rapture happening last year, but it didn't happen last year. So now they kind of forgot about it and they're kind of just going on with their life. Like, hey, you know what? Like, maybe it's not coming for a long time. Maybe we're not in that season right now. Maybe the mark of the beast isn't coming soon. Like, you know, maybe we got a lot more time than we do. So I feel like the Lord was just telling me, like, hey, like, now is the time to get right. Right now is the time to focus on me, because time really is short. And now is the time for you to go out and warn other people and tell other people. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with you guys because it just kind of blew my mind right when I had this dream, first of all. And then I prayed after that too, because like I said, I know the Bible says that anyone who comes to, or anyone who claims that they have a message from the Lord that is not from the Lord, let that man be accursed. I'm always very careful. So even after I got those three back-to-back dreams after the first dream of confirmation, I was in the shower and I was praying. I said, Lord, like, if you want me to share this dream, like, I need you to confirm it through somebody else. I said, please, like, confirm it through somebody else. And so I was talking to my friend Randy yesterday, and he actually met him through the YouTube channel. He's a good Christian friend of mine now, good Christian brother. And so I'm telling him, I said, hey, man, I just had this crazy dream about aliens, like a fake alien invasion expanding with rapture and like an attack on America, and no one's going to expect it. It's just going to come out of nowhere and there's going to be nothing we can do to stop it. And I was telling him, like, I'm just praying about confirmation though. And he's like, well, he's like, don't you think that when you got those three back-to-back dreams of confirmation, of you telling other people and you sharing it with other people, he's like, don't you think that that was logically God confirming with you that you should be sharing with other people? And I was like, dude, you know what? First of all, you're right. Second of all, you just gave me another confirmation that I just asked for anyway. So I'm going to share this dream. Take it as you guys will. Like, I'm always very skeptical. I don't watch dreams and visions and stuff on YouTube like I did in the very beginning of 2020 when COVID was first happening, because a rapture dream is what brought me back to the Lord. Right, when I wasn't really walking with him, that's what brought me back to the Lord. I was watching a bunch of rapture dreams and stuff back then, but I haven't watched them for like a year now and like some months. I really don't watch anybody else's dreams. I don't really listen to anybody's prophetic words and all this stuff. I'm just not really like one of those people that pays that stuff too much mind. Like, I read my Bible, I pray, I have my relationship with the Lord, I fellowship with other believers and stuff like that, but I'm not like going out of my way to seek signs and words and prophetic prophecies and dreams and all this stuff. I'm not that type of person. But when the Lord gives me something like he gave it to me, like, I gotta share it with you guys. And I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for it, because I always do. You know, I always get tons of people. Anytime I post up a dream, I always get tons of hate, but I really don't care. You know, it used to bother me because I was just like, man, you know what? You don't really know me. You don't know my heart. Like, I just love the Lord and I love people. And like, I genuinely just want to lead people towards Christ. And I want to lead them towards a deeper relationship with him. I want to lead the unbeliever into knowing him. Like, I have such a good heart and good intentions towards people, right? And my intention is never subscribers or views or anything like this. Like, I don't ask God for dreams very often, but when I ask him for dreams, it's because he puts it on my heart to ask him. Like, I was just in bed the other night, I was like, man, Lord, if you want to give me a dream, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put it on my heart. So take it as you will. Hate it, love it, doesn't bother me. You know, I'm just here to do what the Lord tells me to do. But anyway, I'm gonna get back to making videos here pretty consistently soon. I'm going back to work this week, so I'm getting back into my schedule and everything like that. But I love you guys. I'm praying for you. Pray for me. Tell people about Jesus. Lead them towards him in these final days. I love you. We'll see you guys next time.